KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The offices of the Umzumbe local municipality on the south coast have been blockaded by disgruntled residents. It's understood a truck dumped a load of sand at the main entrance last night. The municipality says, among other things, the community is unhappy with the contract of the municipal manager, claiming it's expired. But municipal spokesperson Sabelo Ngwane has dismissed the allegations.
I'm currently at the outside of the municipality. There are community members who have located the entrance to the municipality. There's been no formal memorandum that has been handed over to the municipality. It was just a disruption of services, if we can term it like that. At the moment, there is still that obstruction from the gate, as the administration is in consultation with the law enforcement to try and remove those people from the gate so that that fence is going to be cleared.
Ngwane says they've had to send workers home over safety concerns. Kosatu says workers should be given time off to vote on election day. The Trade Union Federation is urging businesses that will remain open on the 29th of May to grant employees time off to go and make their mark. Kosatu's Gerald Twala says despite the day being a public holiday and special voting being available, some workers still have to report for duty, leaving them with limited time to wait in the queue to vote.
Some of the employers wouldn't really give employers an opportunity to go and vote. You find that they knock off very late at work, and by the time they arrive in the voting stations are closed. So that is why we lobbied social partners in NEDLAC to say, can't we speak in one voice and call on employers to allow workers reasonable time to knock off on the election day?
South African magistrates are considering strike action over pay disparities. The Judicial Officers Association, which is representing over 800 of them, wants the state to close the pay gap between magistrates and judges. It argues they handle 95% of judicial work. The association says while magistrates' roles have incrementally evolved, the salary structure remains skewed. And four U.S. police officers in North Carolina have been shot and killed while serving an arrest warrant to a suspect wanted on a charge of possessing a firearm. Officials say the suspect was also killed during the shooting at a home in Charlotte. Four other officers have been wounded. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 32 this afternoon, Richards Bay 33. The top story, the offices of the Umzumbe local municipality on the south coast have been blockaded by disgruntled residents. It's understood a truck dumped a load of sand at the main entrance last night. You can find these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.